Yoban, can you take some pictures for me? Yeah, everyone should be sitting now. It's not that they should listen to my lecture, too.
Yeah, actually.
They were part of one movement. Just, just 4 or 5 pictures or something like that. During the initiation. You know, not right now. But just like when they give the beads and the fight. You know, just, I don't want like hundreds of pictures. So the way you do it, everything's set. All you got to do is press. See this little camera button? Don't press the other buttons for looking at pictures. So this is, as you're taking pictures, and just whatever you see there, just leave that there. And this is the, so that's a zoom. And this is a standard thing. Which, and then turn it off, this right here. Okay. Or, people do laugh yoga. Yeah. Everything all right? Good to see you. Ready to be reborn. Second birth. Haribo. Hey, we're almost ready, Amavan?
Yes, we will start in 15 seconds.
15 seconds.
Hatchman,
and then we can do this.
Yes.
Light you up. Krishna, Hare Krishna.
Napravit ćemo sada na početku Ačman. Molio bih da svi ponavljate za mnom. Imate čaše pred vas i s levom rukom ćete držati čaše i malo cipate u desnu ruku i ponavljat ćete mantru. Om Apavitra, Apavitrova, Sarvasam, Sarvasam, Yatopiva,
Yaksmaret, Pundarikaksham, Abhyantara, Tara, Suche, Sri Vishnu, Sri Vishnu, Sri Vishnu, Krishna Hare Krishna 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 Hare Hare Om Apavitra Pavitrova Sarvavastam Yatopiva Yatsmaret Yatsam Sabai Avyantara Shuchi Sri Vishnu Sri Vishnu, Sri Vishnu,
Sri
Vishnu.
Om,
Om, Abhyavitra, Abhidrava, Sarvavastam, Katopiva,
Yatsmaret,
Smeret, Pundarikaksham, Sabaya Abhyantaraha, Shuchi, Shri Vishnu, Shri Vishnu, Shri Vishnu, O Madhavaya. All auspicious. Tell a few jokes. All right. So, Om Aganati Mirandasha Gananjana Shilakaya Chakshur Unmiditam Yena Tasmai Shri Gurave Namaha. So, today we are having a very auspicious initiation ceremony.
Danas imamo vrlo povoljnu ceremoniju inicijacija.
So, philosophically, initiation means to begin one's spiritual life by being connected to the disciplic succession.
Filozofski gledano, inicijacija znači biti povezan sa učeničkim nasljeđem.
And to accept the lotus feet of a spiritual master coming down in disciplic succession from Lord Sri Krishna himself.
I prihvatiti lotusova stopala duhovnog učitelja koji dolazi u učeničkom nasljeđu koje potiče od samog gospodina Krišne.
So someone may ask, why do we have to accept a spiritual master?
Neko može možda zapitati zašto moramo prihvatiti duhovnog učitelja.
The answer to that question is contained in the Sanskrit word for disciple.
A odgovor na to pitanje leži u sanskritskoj riječi za učenika.
The Sanskrit word for disciple is shishya.
Sanskritska riječ za učenika znači shikshya.
Shishya. Shishya comes from the word, the root word in Sanskrit shash, shash dhatu. Korijen, dhatu means root, of course.
Korijen te riječi je shash, a to znači
The root of the word.
Shash znači u stvari korijen.
The word datu means root, and shash, that is where the word shishya comes from.
Iz te riječi datu dolazi u stvari riječ shish.
So, this means basically discipline.
To u osnovi znači disciplina.
Just like we have the word shastra, and we have the word shastra.
Kao što imamo riječi šastra i šastra.
So, šastra means the book of directions that we all get, you know, Bhagavad Gita and different Vedic instructions.
Šastra znači generalno sveta knjiga sa uputama, poput Bhagavad Gita, Šrimad Bhagavatam sa raznim instrukcijama.
And šastra means the stick, to be beaten with a stick.
A šastra znači štap, biti tučen štapom.
So you have a choice.
Tako da imate izbor.
You can accept the directions of the shastras or you can be beaten by a stick.
Možete prihvatiti uputstva šastri ili možete biti tučeni sa štapom.
Just similar to that is the word yam, that is the first part of the Ashtanga yoga system, yam, niyam, like this.
Slično tome je isto također riječ yam, to je početak Ashtanga yoge, yam, niyam.
Yam means restrictions.
A yam znači ograničenja.
And so, if you don't follow restrictions, yam, then you have to meet with the king of restrictions.
A ako se ne pridržavate ograničenja, onda se morate suočiti sa kraljem.
You have to meet the king of restrictions.
Onda morate sresti kralja ograničenja.
Who's the king of restrictions?
Ko je kralj ograničenja?
Yama. Raj.
Yamaraj.
So it is your choice.
Onda je to vaš izbor.
So initiation means to voluntarily accept restrictions.
Tako da inicijacija znači dobrovoljno prihvatiti ograničenja.
So, of course, in the Krishna consciousness movement we have these four basic restrictions.
Naravno, u pokretu za svjesnost Krišne imamo ova četiri osnovna ograničenja.
No meat, fish or eggs, no intoxication, no illicit sex, and no gambling.
Nema jedenja mesa, ribe, jaja, kockanja, nezakonitog seksa i
no
intoksikacija.
And no intoxication. And so some people they come to me and they say, why did you have to pick these four? Why didn't you pick four that are much easier?
I neko mi je prišao i rekao, zašto si morao izabrati ova četiri ograničenja? Zašto si nisi izabrao neka lakša?
Why didn't you just pick four, you know, very easy ones like don't eat onions?
Zašto nisi rekao, zašto nisi izabrao neka lakša, recimo poput nemoj jesti luk?
Don't go bungee jumping.
Nemoj skakati bungee jumping.
You know, just pick some easy restrictions.
Izaberi neka lakša ograničenja.
Well, there's a reason we have these four restrictions.
Ali postoji razlog zašto imamo ova četiri ograničenja.
Because if one doesn't follow these four restrictions, first of all, you get vikarmic reactions.
Jer prije svega, ako osoba ne slijedi ova četiri ograničenja, ona dobiva karmičke posljedice.
And second of all, your consciousness gets degraded to the mode of ignorance.
A drugo, vaša svjesnost se onda spušta do gune neznanja.
For example, if you take drugs, Prabhupada says you get put in an illusion within an illusion.
Recimo, Prabhupada je rekao, ako uzimate droge, onda budete stavljeni u iluziju dok ste još inače u iluziji.
Or if you like to gamble, you become completely crazy.
Ili ako se kockate, onda postanete potpuno ludi.
One time I was in a place called Las Vegas where there's a lot of gambling.
Jedan put sam bio u Las Vegasu gdje postoji puno kockarnica.
Has anyone heard of Las Vegas?
Je li iko čuo za Las Vegas?
Famous place.
Ja, čuveno mjesto.
So they have machines there called the bandits.
Tamo imaju mašine koje nazivaju banditima.
And they have an arm, one arm to them.
I imaju kao jednu ručku uz tu mašinu.
You know what it is?
Znate li šta je to?
Yeah, what do you call that here?
Jackpot.
Jackpot, yeah. So, people get so intoxicated, I was watching one lady. She was operating that and putting her money into it. And she didn't take time to sleep or eat or even go to the bathroom. They would just have to go 24 hours a day just trying to get money.
Vidio sam jednu damu kako je bila na toj mašini. Jednostavno, samo je iznova ubacivala novčići i povlačila tu ručku. Ona jednostavno skoro 24 sata nije odlazila od te mašine, nije ni jela, ni spavala, ni išla na WC.
And so there have been many people who have actually died gambling.
Mnogi ljudi su zapravo umrli dok su se kockali.
And there are many people who have lost all their money and they just have to leave practically without any clothes after they're finished gambling.
A mnogi ljudi su izgubili sav svoj novac kockajući se i morali su napustiti kockarnicu skoro potpuno goli.
So anyway, so if one breaks these regulated principles, they bring the consciousness down.
Tako da kad osoba prekrši jedan od ovih principa, to dovodi svjesnost prema dole.
So, we in Krishna consciousness who want to advance don't break the regulated principles.
A mi u svjesnosti Krišne, oni koji želimo da napredujemo, mi ne kršimo regulativne principe.
So the question is, how can you be very strong in following the regulated principles? It's so difficult in the age of Kali where practically there's so many advertisements for gambling, so many advertisements for illicit sex, so many advertisements for meat, so many advertisements for intoxication everywhere.
Pitanje se može postaviti, pa kako možete biti snažni u slijedjenju regulativnih principa, naročito u ovom dobu Kali, gdje ima toliko puno reklama za jedenje mesa, za kockanje, za nezakonit seks i tako dalje.
Just like the story of Ajamil in the Srimad Bhagavatam.
Upravo poput priče o Ajamili u Srimad Bhagavatamu.
Ajamil was first a perfect brahmana, very nice brahmana, very nice wife, very nice family, in the mode of goodness.
Iz početka Ajamila je bio savršeni brahmana, vrlo je lijepo sve slijedio, imao religiozan brak, život, kuću, roditelje, sve slijedio.
And then just one day Ajamil happened to see a Shudra and a Shudrani just embracing. And then he fell down just because of that one thing he saw.
I onda jednog dana Ajamila iznenada vidio Shudru kako se ljubi sa Shudrani i samo od toga on je jednostavno potpuno pao. Samo zato što je to vidio.
So the question is, I mean, we are subjected to so many worse things on a daily basis, thousands of things. How can we remain fixed in Krishna consciousness?
Tako da je pitanje, jer mi smo izloženi svakodnevno tolikim mnogim kontaminirajućim stvarima svakodnevno i pitanje kako možemo onda ostati u svjesnosti Krišne?
Are we supposed to just cover our eyes every minute?
Da li trebamo svakog trenutka zatvarati, prekrivati naše oči?
Cover our ears?
Ili začepiti naše uši?
Cover our mouth?
Zatvoriti svoja usta?
Cover our nose?
Ili zatvoriti svoj nos?
Just like that example in the Gita about the tortoise who pulls its limbs in. Are we supposed to be like the tortoise inside its shell every second?
Poput primjera u Bhagavad Giti, da li bismo mi trebali poput kornjuče uvući svoje udove i samo se zatvoriti u školjku?
So how do we follow? How can we remain fixed in Krishna consciousness?
Onda kako da slijedimo? Kako da ostanemo usredotočeni u svjesnosti Krišne?
It's very easy.
Vrlo je lako.
If you all want to know.
Ako svi želite da saznate.
You have to think of the positive.
Morate misliti na pozitivnom.
If you're always thinking, no illicit sex, no intoxication, no gambling, oh, too many no's in the Krishna consciousness movement.
Ako stalno razmišljate, nema nezakonitog seksa, nema kockanja, nema intoksikacija. Oh, toliko puno ne u svjesnosti Krišne.
I feel like I'm in jail. I have to escape.
Osjećam se kao da sam u zatvoru. Moram pobjeći.
And sometimes we see the devotees, they just one day, sometimes they explode. Boom.
I ponekad možemo vidjeti da bhakte kao da eksplodiraju.
I remember one of my friends, he just exploded one day.
Sjećam se jednog od mojih prijatelja, jednog dana je naprosto eksplodirao.
And then he went and he was started to work in a piano bar. You have piano bars?
Yes. I onda jednog dana počeo da radi u noćnom baru koji ima ono piano gdje se pjeva.
And he liked it very much because he was playing in the piano bar and the beautiful girls were sitting on the piano and everything like that.
I on je volio da taj bar gdje su bile mnoge lijepe djevojke, gdje se svirala muzika na klaviru.
So I went to go try to help him.
I ja sam otišao i pokušao da mu pomognem.
So I went into the piano bar.
I otišao sam u taj piano bar.
He was playing the piano.
On je svirao na klaviru.
And the girls were going like this, you know.
Djevojke su tako plesale. And
he had his eyes closed, so he didn't see me first.
A on je ispočetka imao zatvorene oči, pa tako da me nije isprva vidio.
So he kept playing. Dun, 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 the girls kept shaking their bodies.
I onda je on nastavio svirati, a djevojke su, kako to kažemo, kretale se, svoje tijelo.
And then he finished.
A onda je završio.
And he opened his eyes and he saw me.
I otvorio je oči i vidio je mene.
And I think he almost had a heart attack.
I mislim da je imao, skoro da je imao srčani napad.
What are you doing here, Maharaj?
Šta ti radiš ovdje, Maharaj?
He felt really guilty.
Stvarno se osjećao krivim.
Anyway, so we helped him and now he's back in the Krishna consciousness movement.
Ali kako god mi smo mu pomogli i on je sad natrag vratio se u naš pokret za svjesnost Krišne.
And some of the girls also joined.
Čak su se i neke od djevojki pridružile.
And now he's playing Krishna conscious music.
I on sada svira muziku svjesnu Krišne.
And the girls are also dancing.
A ove djevojke ponovno plešu, ali rade šample.
So that's a success case.
Tako da je to slučaj, uspješan slučaj.
So, getting back to philosophy.
Da se vratimo nazad filozofiji.
So, we won't be able to continue to follow the regulated principles if we just meditate on the nose.
Nećemo moći u stanju da slijedimo regulativne principe ako samo razmišljamo ono što je zabranjeno.
Because as long as you meditate on the nose, you will become attached to those things that you can't do.
Jer dok god meditirate na ono što ne smijete raditi, postaćete fokusirani upravo na to što ne smijete raditi.
Just like Krishna says in the Gita.
Upravo kao što Krishna kaže u Bhagavad Giti.
Jayato vichyakpum sam sangostesha vijayate sangat sanjayate kama kama kurva vijayate. When you meditate, concentrate on something, even in a negative way, you become attached to that thing.
Kada koncentrisano meditirate na nešto, čak i na negativan način, postanete vezani za to.
I remember when I first joined the movement, there were many brahmacharis who were meditating on women in a negative way.
Ja se sjećam kad sam se pridružio pokretu, bilo je mnogo brahmacharija koji su meditirali na žene na negativan način.
Every time They saw a lady, they said, "Ah, Maya Devi."
Svaki put kad bi vidjeli ženu, rekli bi, "Ah, Maya Devi."
And so all day long they were chanting Maya Devi, Maya Devi.
Tako da su svaki dan mantrali Maya Devi, Maya Devi, Maya Devi.
So they were meditating on ladies.
Tako da su meditirali na dame.
And then they're all married now.
I onda su sad svi oženjeni.
Another story Prabhupada told is that once upon a time there were two sannyasis.
Jednu priču ispričao Prabhupada o tome kako je su nekad bila dvojica sanjasija.
And they were crossing a river.
I oni su prelazili preko rijeke.
And as they were crossing the river, there was a lady that also needed help crossing the river.
I kad su htjeli preći rijeku, tu je bila je također jedna dama koja je također željela preći preko rijeke.
All right, so one of the sannyasis carried the lady across the river.
I u redu, onda je jedan sanjasi rekao on će prenijeti tu damu preko rijeke.
And the other sannyasi just watched.
A drugi sannyasi je samo gledao.
And he kept watching. Mm-hmm. And after they finished crossing the river, the other sannyasi was miserable, meditating, angry, and they walked for 25 kilometers after that.
I nakon što su prešli rijeku, ovaj drugi sannyasi je cijelo vrijeme gledao i bio ljut i frustriran gledajući to. I onda su onda ovaj sannyasi što je nosio damu kad su prešli preko rijeke, samo je spustio damu i nastavili su hodati tako 25 kilometara.
And so the angry sannyasi turned to the sannyasi who had carried the lady and he said, "I'm so angry at you."
I onda ovaj ljuti sannyasi je nakon 25 kilometara okrenuo se ovom drugom sannyasiju koji je prenio ženu i rekao mu je, "Ja sam tako ljut na tebe."
And first sannyasi said, "Why? Why are you angry?"
A prvi sannyasi je rekao, "Zašto si ljut?"
"Could you carry that lady across the river?"
Jer si nosio tu ženu preko rijeke.
And the first sannyasi said, "Yes, I carried her across the river, but you have carried her 25 kilometers."
I onda je ovaj sannyasi rekao, "Da, ja sam prenio tu ženu preko rijeke, ali ti je nosiš u svom umu već 25 kilometara."
So the point is that we don't need to think negatively about the four regulative principles.
Tako da je poenta u tome da ne trebamo da negativno meditiramo o četiri regulativna principa.
We think positively about what we want.
Mi pozitivno razmišljamo o onome što želimo.
And what do we want?
A šta želimo?
We want Krishna prema.
Mi želimo Krishna premu.
And what does Krishna prema give us?
A šta nam Krishna prema daje?
Kevala nanda kanda. We want happiness.
Mi želimo sreću.
The real problem in the material world is people are thinking that illicit sex, intoxication, meat eating, gambling, whatever else there is, will give you happiness.
Jer pravi problem ljudi u materijalnom svijetu je taj da će vam nezakonit seks, kockanje, jedenje mesa, intoksikacije dati sreću.
The real need we have is for happiness.
Pravu potrebu koju mi imamo je ta potreba za srećom.
And in the material world, the means that we take to achieve that need, they are all the wrong strategy because it won't help us get happiness.
A u materijalnom svijetu načini i sredstva na kojim mi želimo dostići tu sreću su svi pogrešni.
So if you make that little switch in your mind that happiness comes when we follow the principles and process of bhakti yoga, then all the negatives are automatically followed.
Tako da ako napravimo tu malu, taj mali preokret u našem umu, da će vam u stvari slijeđenje bhakti yoge donijeti sreću, onda će sve ove negativne stvari automatski otpasti.
There are no austerities in Krishna consciousness.
U svjesnosti Krišne nema strogosti.
People look at us and say, "Oh, you devotees are so austere, you've given up this, this, this and that."
Ljudi ponekad gledaju na nas bhakte kao i govore, "Oh, vi bhakte vršite takve strogosti, vi odustajete, odričete se toliko puno stvari."
But we don't, or we haven't given up anything, we've taken something and the other things are not so important.
Ali mi se nismo ničega odrekli. Mi smo samo prihvatili nešto, a ove druge stvari sve nisu baš tako važne.
We are having so much fun serving Krishna that everything else, who needs it?
Mi se toliko puno zabavljamo u svjesnosti Krišne da sve ove druge stvari, pa kome su one potrebne?
Just like illicit sex, that is not fun.
poput nezakonitog seksa. To nije zabavno.
Intoxication? What's the fun of intoxication?
Intoksikacija. Kakva zabava postoji u intoksikaciji?
Real fun is Krishna consciousness.
Prava zabava je svjesnost Krishne.
And the more you advance in Krishna consciousness, the more fun you have.
I što više napredujete u svjesnosti Krishne, to se više zabavljate.
So it's not austere. Having fun is not austere.
Tako da je zabavljati se nije neka strogost.
Just like we were having that laugh yoga thing the other day, that was not austere.
Kao što smo neki dan imali ovaj yoga, smijanje yoga, to nije bila neka strogost.
Everyone thought we were crazy, but we were happy.
Svi su mislili da smo ludi, ali mi smo bili sretni.
Just like one person, he was walking outside the room, the temple room, watching the laugh yoga. He was not from the Krishna conscious movement. He thought we were all taking cocaine.
Tako je neki dan, dok smo imali taj seminar yoga smijanje, ušla je jedna osoba koja nije inače bakta, ušla je u temple room i gledala nas i mislila je u stvari da smo mi uzeli kokain.
But we were happy.
Ali mi smo bili sretni.
So in the same way there is a statement in the Shastra that we don't care what anyone thinks, we will go on chanting Hare Krishna and being happy.
Tako da u šastrama postoji jedna izjava da ćemo mi se u stvari ne brinemo o tome šta drugi kažu, već samo da trebamo nastaviti mantrati Hare Krishna i da ćemo biti sretni.
So to become happier in Krishna consciousness while chanting, we have to avoid the 10 offenses.
A da bismo postali sretni u svjesnosti Krišne dok mantramo, moramo izbjegavati 10 uvreda.
And so our motivation for avoiding the 10 offenses should be we want to advance, not in a negative way, but a positive way.
Naša motivacija za izbjegavanje 10 uvreda bi trebala biti to da napredujemo u svjesnosti Krišne. Znači na pozitivan način, a ne na negativan.
And I'll explain the 10 offenses in that way.
A ja ću objasniti 10 uvreda na taj način.
For example, the first offense is to blaspheme the devotees of the Lord who have dedicated their lives to propagating the holy name of the Lord.
Naprimjer, prva uvreda svetom imenu je vrijeđati i kritizirati bakte Vaishnave koji su posvetili svoje živote širenju slava svetog imena.
How to avoid that? We should love the devotees.
Kako da to izbjegnemo? Pa mi bismo trebali voljeti bakte.
If you love someone, you won't want to say anything bad about him.
Ako volite nekoga, onda nećete želiti da kažete ništa loše o tome. Pa to je lako.
And the first offense becomes very easy to avoid.
Tako da prva uvreda postane vrlo laka za izbjeći.
And then the second offense, to consider the names of the demigods to be equal to or independent of the holy name of Lord Vishnu.
A druga uvreda je smatrati imena polubogova poput Brahme i Šive da su jednaki imenima gospodina Višnua.
If you love Krishna and you understand the demigods, it's not a problem.
Ako volite Krišnu i razumijete ko su polubogovi, onda to nije nikakav problem.
Just like someone asked me the other day, oh, should I also worship the Shiva Linga on my altar?
Tako je prije neki dan neko me pitao, da li bi trebao obožavati i Shiva Linga na mom oltaru?
And I said, I love Lord Shiva and I know what Lord Shiva wants.
Ja sam rekao, ja volim gospodina Šivu i znam šta on želi.
Lord Shiva wants you to worship Krishna.
A gospodin Shiva želi da obožavaš gospodina Krishnu.
So if you love the Shiva Linga, then you worship Krishna.
A ako obožavaš Shiva Lingu, onda obožavaš i Krishnu. Ako voliš Shivu, onda obožavaš Krishnu.
Because that's what the Shiva Linga wants.
Jer to u stvari Shiva Lingam želi.
Lord Shiva Vaishnavanam Yadashambhu. But Lord Shiva is the best of the Vaishnavas.
A gospodin Shiva je najbolji od Vaishnava.
Okay. And then next offense is to disobey the order of the spiritual master.
Treća uvreda je kršiti zapovjedi duhovnog učitelja.
So if you love the spiritual master, then you'll naturally want to follow him voluntarily.
A ako volite duhovnog učitelja, onda ćete dobrovoljno želiti da ga slijedite.
It's all a very positive thing.
To je vrlo pozitivna stvar.
Don't follow the spiritual master because you feel guilty or worried about going to hell or anything like that.
Nemojte slijediti duhovnog učitelja zato što se osjećate krivim ili se brinete da nećete dospjeti u pakao.
You know, it's not that bona fide spiritual master is going to say do what I say or I'm going to send you to hell.
Jer ne dešavaju se stvari na taj način da duhovni učitelj kaže uradi kako kažem ili ću te poslati u pakao.
Do it out of love.
Uradite to iz ljubavi.
If you love someone, you like to do what pleases them.
A ako volite nekoga, onda volite učiniti stvari koje njega zadovoljavaju.
Similarly, with the next offense, which is blaspheming the Vedic literatures or literatures in pursuance of the Vedic version.
Također je česta uvreda govoriti pogrdno o vedskim pismima i pismima koji slijede vedsko tumačenje.
The Vedic literatures come from the breathing of the Supreme Personality of Godhead.
Vedska literatura dolazi iz izdaha svevišnje božanske osobe.
So we love Krishna, we love his breathing.
Tako ako volite Krishnu, volite i njegov izdisaj.
And next two offenses, one is not to think the glories of the holy name are imaginary.
Također onda peta uvreda, smatrati slave svetog imena, gospodnog svetog imena izmišljenim ili preuveličanim.
You will be getting so much nectar from chanting, how can you possibly think it is imaginary?
Dobit ćete toliko puno nektara od pjevanja Hare Krishna Maha Mantra i kako onda možete smatrati je izmišljeno?
Sometimes when I'm chanting Hare Krishna, I'm praying like the acharyas. I wish I had millions and millions of mouths and millions of ears so I could hear and chant more.
Ponekad dok mantram ja se molim Krishni da, kao što su se i prethodni acharyi molili, da mi Krishna da milijone i milijone jezika i ušiju tako da mogu sve više da čujem Maha Mantru.
Some of you are thinking, oh, I have to chant 16 rounds, oh, how hellish, how much, too much.
A neki od vas, kada razmišljaju, oh, moram mantrati 16 krugova, kako je to samo pakleno.
But the great devotees are praying for millions of ears, millions of tongues and mouths.
Ali veliki bhakta se mole da imaju milijone i milijone jezika i ušiju kako bi mogli pjevati sveto ime.
Next defense is to give some perverted interpretation about the holy name of the Lord.
Sljedeća uvreda je davati svoja proizvoljna tumačenja o svetom imenu gospodina.
And one can avoid that by understanding and realization that the holy name is directly Krishna. Namachintamani Krishna Chaitanya Rasa Vigraha, like this.
A osoba može izbjeći tu uvredu razumijevajući da je sveto ime direktno sam Krishna.
And so, then the next offense is to commit sins on the strength of chanting.
Sljedeća uvreda je činiti grešne djelatnosti na račun pjevanja svetog imena.
And if one loves Krishna, one won't use his name to do anything bad.
I ako osoba voli Krishnu, onda neće ni na koji način zloupotrijebiti njegovo sveto ime.
Next offense is to think that chanting is just like one of the rituals that you do, or like karma kanja rituals.
Onda je sljedeća uvreda je smatrati pjevanje Hare Krishna mantre za neku od povoljnih obrednih djelatnosti poput karma kande.
The great sages, they pray, please accept my apologies, O demigods, O father, forefathers. I'm so much attached to chanting Hare Krishna, that's all I'm going to do. Too bad for you.
Recimo, veliki mudraci se mole, o moji preci, izvinite, molim vas, na svemu, sve što ću raditi, u stvari, samo ću pjevati sveta imena Krišne.
Okay. And the ninth offense is to instruct the glories of the holy name to those who are faithless.
Deveta uvreda je poučavati nevjerne osobe o slavama svetog imena.
So if you love Krishna, then you won't want to talk about something that's very intimate. If you love someone, you don't want to talk about your intimate loving exchanges between someone who is envious. It's obvious.
I onda ako volite Krishnu, onda nećete želiti da pričate o tome, jer je to nešto intimno s nekima koji uopšte nemaju vjeru ili nemaju ljubavi za tu osobu, jer je to nešto intimno. Ne želite sa svakim da to, o tome govorite.
And finally, the tenth offense is to not have complete faith in the chanting the Lord's holy names and maintain a material attachment even after understanding so many instructions.
I onda je deseta uvreda, nemati potpunu vjeru u sveto ime, čak i nakon što smo čuli mnogo uputa na tu temu.
And so, if you're getting the nectar from the holy names, there's no question of lack of faith, because, what is it? That you're realizing, pratyaksha vagamam dharmyam shushukam kartamavyam, you're directly perceiving Krishna.
Jer ako pjevate sveto ime s toliko puno ljubavi, onda nema šanse da nemate vjere u sveto ime, jer direktno imate iskustvo Krišne.
And also it's an offense to be inattentive while chanting.
I također dodatna uvreda je biti nepažljiv prilikom mantranja.
So if you love someone, you're not going to be inattentive.
Jer ako volite nekoga, onda nećete biti nepažljivi.
It's all positive.
Znači sve je pozitivno.
Just like if a man and a woman, they love each other.
Poput recimo muškarca i žene, oni se vole.
And the woman is saying, oh, how much I love you, my dear so-and-so.
I onda žena kaže, oh, moj dragi, ja te toliko puno i puno volim.
And the man, he doesn't love her, he's just looking at his watch.
A muškarac uopšte ne gleda i gleda samo na svoj sat.
So when is this going to be over?
Kad će se ovo samo završiti?
That's an attention, an offensive.
To je nepažnja, to je uvredljivo.
Or he says to the lady, are you finished yet?
Ili on kaže dami, recimo, pa jesi li više gotova s tim?
Or he says to her, I'm not into this sentimental garbage.
Ili muškarac kaže, ja stvarno nisam zainteresiran za to sentimentalno smeće.
She will become very angry.
Ona će postati vrlo ljuta.
She may even manifest her Durga feature.
Čak može manifestirati svoj svoja Durga obilježja.
So in any case, if you love someone, you'll be attentive. You know, someone says, I love you, and you look at their eyes. And tako so da, if you love Krishna, you'll be attentive. It's simple.
Tako da u svakom slučaju, ako volite nekoga, bit ćete pažljivi, gledat ćete u njegove oči. Tako da, ako volite Krishnu, bit ćete pažljivi.
The main point is that everything is positive in Krishna consciousness.
Glavna poenta je u tome da je sve pozitivno u svjesnosti Krishne. Hmm.
And so, first initiation means to become very positive about Krishna.
Tako da prva inicijacija znači postati vrlo pozitivan o Krishni.
And second initiation means to become more positive about Krishna.
A druga inicijacija znači postati još pozitivniji o Krishni.
Because you become so happy, so positive that you develop the mode of goodness.
Jer postanete toliko sretni, toliko pozitivni da razvijete gunu vrline.
And you manifest the qualities samat danak tapaksho cham shanti rajva mevacha. Brahma karma svabhavajam, the qualities of a Brahman.
I onda se u vama manifestiraju osobine Brahmane.
So, when someone takes second initiation, they don't become a Brahman until they manifest those qualities.
Tako da, kada osoba dobije drugu inicijaciju, ona zapravo ne postane Brahmana sve dok ne razvije te sve osobine.
The thread does not make someone a Brahmana.
Sam konac ne čini nekoga brahmanom.
It's the qualities that make someone a brahmana.
Osobine su te koje nekoga čine brahmanom.
Prabhupada said that if someone has second initiation and they don't have the qualities, you can call them a sacred thread holder instead of a brahmana.
Prabhupada je rekao ako neko ima drugu inicijaciju a nije razvio osobine brahmane, možete ga samo nazivati nosiocem konopca brahmane.
Of course, don't go around calling your friends sacred thread holders.
Naravno, nemojte ići okolo i nazivati svoje prijatelje nosiocem svetog konca brahmane.
Because they may break their brahman thread and curse you if you do that.
Jer možda bi mogli oni prekinuti svoj konac i prokleti vas.
Okay. So samadhamak, I'll just explain that and then we'll finish. Brahmana is equipoised.
Brahmana je, kako da kažemo, umjeren.
He's
uravnotežen.
He's always happy.
Uvijek je sretan.
Even if things are bad or good, it's all good for Brahman.
Čak i ako su stvari dobre ili loše, to je za Brahmanu sve dobro.
He's self-controlled, sense-controlled, dhamma.
On je samovladan, ovladao je svojim čulima.
He's austere in the sense that he's having so much fun serving Krishna, he doesn't even notice anything else.
Na neki način toliko vrši strogosti da u stvari ni ne primjećuje ništa drugo.
He's clean inside, clean outside.
Čist je i iznutra i izvana.
He's tolerant because he loves everybody.
Tolerantan je zato što voli sve.
Without loving everybody, you can't become tolerant.
Ako ne volite svakoga, ne možete postati tolerantni.
Just like a mother is very tolerant of the child, right?
Recimo, upravo kao što je majka tolerantna prema svom djetetu.
The child is crying, the child is passing stool. Oh, I love you.
Dijete plače, kaki, al majka ga opet voli.
But if he cries, I will not be happy.
Ali ako on plače, ja neću biti sretan.
So Brahman has to consider practically everyone. Yastu sarvani bhutani atmane banupashati sarvabhuteshu chatmanam tatavanam vikigushne. Everyone like his family.
Tako da Brahmana treba smatrati svakoga svojom porodicom.
So shantirajavam, so he's religious, tolerant, eva jnanam, he cultivates knowledge.
Tako da je Brahmana pobožan, tolerantan, on njeguje znanje.
And he practices the knowledge he cultivates.
On također primjenjuje znanje koje njeguje.
And he's always spiritual.
I on je uvijek duhovan.
And so anyway, so these are the qualities that manifest the consciousness of a Brahmana.
Tako da su to osobine koje manifestuje u stvari svjesnost od Brahmane.
So there's devotees here who are taking first initiation, devotees here who are taking second or Brahminical initiation, so this is the significance.
Tako da je za ove bhakte ovdje koji primaju prvu inicijaciju i drugu inicijaciju, ovo je značaj te inicijacije.
First initiation, vowing to follow four regulated principles, chant 16 rounds, and second initiation, cultivating more and more the Brahminical qualities.
Tako da prva inicijacija znači obavezati se na mantranje 16 krugova maha mantre i slijediti četiri regulativna principa, a druga inicijacija znači njegovati još više znanja.
First initiation, becoming happy.
Prva inicijacija znači postati sretan.
Second initiation, becoming ecstatic.
A druga inicijacija znači postati ekstatičan.
Okay, so now we can continue. So is Chuck Dagomar is coming for the lecture?
Sad možemo nastaviti? Da li Japatak Maharaj dolazi na lekciju? Ili?
Should we give our names first and then he will come and give his names? What should we do? Okay, that's a good idea. What does Dhirudatta have a Brahman thread to put on? Yeah, so I put that on him. So the devotee's taking. Where is it? Okay, so devotees, we're going to give the names first.
Prvo ćemo dati imena.
Admavan, so ready for, I should give the names to the people.
Yes, the part of the procedure now is that they come to the vows.
Yeah, they give the names. Okay, so the devotees, oh, I'm giving initiation to, should come up one, there's only two getting first initiation.
Dvoje bhakta, znači dobivaju.
And they offer obeisances to Gauranatai. And then they come up to me and they get their beads and names. So Tibor can come up first.
Bhakta Tibor može prvi doći.
The neck beads are put on a little later. Okay.
Ogrlice možemo kasnije staviti.
Okay, you offer obeisances here.
Ovdje odaj poštovanje.
It's all right. Whatever is comfortable. Prabhupada. You know it better than I do. I don't chant my own pranam. That's all right. The first mantra is good. That's good. Okay, so Tibor, what are the four regulative principles?
Tako, Tibore, koja su to četiri regulativna principa? I'm giving vow not to eat meat, fish and eggs. That I will not have illicit sex. That I will not engage in intoxication. That I will not engage in gambling.
Yeah, no gambling.
Nema kockanja.
Okay. So you get the beads with your right hand.
Tako da svojom desnom rukom dobivaš brancu.
Your name now is Trilokeshvara Das.
Tvoje ime je Trilokeshvara Das.
Haribo! Jai, Trilokeshvara ki jai.
Jai.
Haribo. Trilokeshvara is a name. Of course, of Krishna is the controller of the three worlds.
Trilokeshvara je u stvari ime Krishne, koje znači da je on gospodar sva tri svijeta.
16 rounds, oh yeah, I forgot about that. How many rounds do you chant every
day? But Tibor, Trilokesha, koliko ćeš krugova mantrati dnevno?
16.
At least 16 rounds.
Okay, good. That's good. Very well. Okay, and next is Bhakti Nada.
Sljedeća je Bhakti Nada.
Okay, and no offer obeisances first.
Možeš odati poštovanje.
That's a nice name, Trilokeshwar. Okay, so what are the four regulated principles?
Koja su to četiri regulativna principa? Illicit sex, intoxication, eating meat, fish and eggs. I have a little bit, you know, like, how do you say?
I'll give you a hint. Gambling.
Yeah. Yes, it's prohibited to have gambling.
Gambling, no gambling. And so, how many rounds every day?
Koliko krugova, koliko ćeš mantrati svakog dana? At least 16 rounds.
Okay. So you get a very special name. With the beads with your right hand.
Prihvatit ćeš brancu sa svojom desnom rukom, dobit ćeš specijalno ime.
So your name now is Nitya Gehini.
Tvoje ime je Nitya Gehini.
Nitya Gehini Gijai. So, I'll explain. Okay. We'll explain what that name means, because you haven't heard that name before.
Rećemo šta znači to ime, jer vjerovatno niste čuli to ime prije.
So Gehini means wife, and Nitya means eternal, so it's the eternal wife of Lord Sri Krishna. That's right around his name.
Gehini
right
znači žena, a Nitya znači vjesnik. To je znači ime od Radharani i znači vječna žena, jer je Radharani vječna žena gospodina Krishna.
So eternally, that's one of the thousand names of Radharani.
To je jedno od hiljadu imena Radharani.
It's a very nice prayer that we chant. It's called Radharani Sahasranama. Does anyone know that prayer?
Da li iko zna tu molitvu Radha Sahasra mantre?
Nama.
Nama.
Radha Sahasranama.
Radha Sahasranama.
It's a thousand names of Srimati Radharani, and that's one of Radharani's names.
Tu se nalazi stvar hiljada imena.
Eternally connected with Krishna.
Znači tvoje ime znači vječno povezana sa Krishnom.
Devidasi.
Devidasi.
Okay, you can sit down.
Može se vratiti.
Oops. Forgot about their bead bags. Anyway, that's wrong. Give it to them later. And then, so let me just give him his Brahman thread and then...
Tebi da brahmanski konac.
Oh, did you untangle it yet?
Jesi li ga već odvezao? Nisi ga odvezao.
Uh-oh. Uh-oh. I'll give it later.
Daću ga ipak kasnije.
Because sometimes this takes 2 or 3 hours to untangle.
Ponekad traje 2 do 3 sata da se raspetlja ovaj brahmanski konac.
So, I'll hold on to it and I'll give it to you right before the fire, okay?
Ja ću ga sad zadržati i daću ti ga prije žrtvene vatre.
Right before you do the yagya. Okay, so we're waiting for Japataka Maharaj now.
Sad čekamo Japataka Maharaj.
Is he coming?
Da li on dolazi?
Okay, there's no Brahma Samhitas here.
Yes, they have.
If you give me one copy, I can chant it.
Ako možete dati jednu kopiju Brahma Samhitas, on bi mogao pjevati.
That's a Brahma Samhita. He has it right back there.
Evo, on ima Brahma Samhita.
Okay, so we're going to chant the Brahma Samhita.
Sad ćemo pjevati Brahma Samhitu.
Okay, let's begin with it. Or you want to start with text 33? Why? You start with the first one. Text 1. Isn't it? Ishvara Paramakrishna?
I'm not sure. I didn't saw the
thing. Wait, let me just... Yes. Can't promise to meet it. If I can find it. Maybe we'll just chant Hare Krishna.
This was my point.
Okay.
The papers, and we don't have
yeah, yeah, alright. Okay, got cartels?
Imate li karatale za mene? Karatale, molim vas.
Ja. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna. Krishna, Krishna, Hare Hare. Hare Rama, Hare Rama. Rama Rama Hare Hare. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, 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 Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Hare Krishna, 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 Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Thank you. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Hare Bo, Hare Bo, Hare Bo, Hare Bo. Nichaye Go, Hare Bo, Hare Bo, Hare Bo, Hare Bo. Jaya Jaya Prabhupada, 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 Prabhupada. Jai Om Vishnupad, Paramahansa, Paravidakacharya, All Siddhata, Satishi, Shivad, His Divine Grace Abhaya Chandanath, Chananal Bhakti Padanda Goswami Maharshila Prabhupada Ki Jai. Eskan Founder Acharya Srila Prabhupada Ki Jai. Anantakoti Vaishnava Vrindi Ki Jai. Namacharya Srila Haridas Thakur Ki Jai. Prem Sekaho Shri Krishna Chaitanya Prabhu Nityananda Shidwaita Gadadha Shri Vasati Gaur Bhakta Vrindi Ki Jai. Shri Shri Radha Krishna Gopagopada Sayam Kunda Radha Kunda Giri Govardhan Ki Jai. Vrindavanam kijai, Maturam kijai, Navadipdam kijai, Jagadatha Puridam kijai, Jagadatha Sami kijai, Yamunamai kijai, Shrimati Lassi Devi kijai, Samaveda, Bhakta Vrindi kijai, Go Premananda Hari Hari Bo. All glories to the assembled devotees, all glories to the assembled devotees, all glories to the assembled devotees, all glories to Shri Guru and Gauranga, Shri Prabhupada kijai.
Hi, Bob. It's okay, it's working on. laughing therapy. It's good you're always in a good mood now. It's really great. Omam gana timinangasya ganatana salakaya chakturu vidam jena tatsvai sivrame namaha Nama om vishnu padaya krishna pristaya bhutale simate bhakti vedanta swami niti namame Namaste sara sati deve gauravani pracharine nirvisesa sunyavadi paschatya deshatarine Pandeham Sri Guru Sri Chitapada Kamalam Sri Guru Vaishnavam Cha Sri Rupam Sagra Jatam Sagra Raghunatham Mitam Stam Sajivam Sadvaitam Sabadutam Parichana Sahitam Krishna Chaitanya Devam Sri Radha Krishna Padam Sahaguna Lalita Sri Visakha Nitanscha Sri Krishna Chaitanya Prabhu Nityananda Sri Adaita Gadadharo Shivasadi Gaura Bhakta Vrinda Hare Krishna 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 Hare 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 Rama 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 Hare Hare Mukakruti Vachalam Pangulam Gayate Giri Yakkipathamaham Vande Sri Guru Vimataridam Yakkipathamaham Vande Sri Chaitanya Yaswaram Yakkipathamaham Vande Paramananda Madhavam Harihi Om Tat Sat. So today, on this auspicious day, we're gathered together.
Danas na ovaj povoljan dan okupili smo se.
Before Gornitai,
pred Gornitai božanstvima,
našega deva,
pred Nisimha devom,
Prabhupad
i Prabhupadom,
the sacred fire,
pred svetom vatrom,
His Holiness Bir Krishna Maharaj,
njegovom svetošću Bir Krishna Maharajem,
And all the assembled Vaishnavas.
I svim okupljenim baktama.
So this is a time Prabhupada said that initiations are a very joyful occasion.
Tako da je ovo, Prabhupada je rekao, inicijacija je vrlo radostan događaj.
They are spiritual blessing. They are spiritual birth.
Tu se dešavaju duhovna rođenja.
That By accepting the initiation, the Prabhupada also said one is guaranteed to go back to Godhead.
I osoba koja prihvati inicijaciju, njoj je zagarantovano da će se vratiti nazad kući Bogu. To je Prabhupada rekao.
As long as they follow the vows they make today.
Dogod slijede zavete koje danas daju.
Small detail.
To je jedan mali detalj samo.
Then, so it's a joyful occasion because we're like seeing people going off back to Godhead.
Tako da je to jedna radosna prilika jer vidimo ljude kako se vraćaju nazad kući Bogu.
And the first initiation, the first birth we get of course from mother and father.
Naravno, prvo rođenje dobijemo od naše majke i oca.
That's our biological birth.
To je biološko rođenje.
And we're very fortunate to be born in as a human being.
I vrlo smo sretni što smo se rodili kao ljudsko biće.
I read in some societies only one out of four conceptions take birth.
Čitao sam u nekom društvu samo od četiri začeća samo se dobije jedno rođenje.
So many terminations of birth.
Toliko puno, kako da kažemo, uništenih rođenja.
For us in the Krishna consciousness, childbirth is something Prabhupada mentioned that it's a matter of celebration.
Prabhupada je rekao da za nas rođenje djeteta je povod za proslavu.
After we finish the initiation ceremony, we're going to have some ceremony celebrating childbirth.
Nakon ceremonije inicijacija imat ćemo također određene ceremonije koje proslavljaju rođenje djeteta.
Parting of the hair.
Rezanje kose.
I don't know if there's anaprasan. I don't know. No.
Ne znam.
Okay, this parting of the hair. But anyway, so the first birth that we take as a human being that gives us opportunity to advance further in spiritual life.
Znači, kad se rodimo kao ljudsko biće, to nam daje priliku da napredujemo u duhovnom životu.
The second birth that we get from the spiritual master gives us the Harinam initiation.
A drugo rođenje je to kada nam duhovni učitelj daje prvu ili Harinam inicijaciju.
And that time so that's called the Guru Janam.
To se naziva Guru Jana.
Where we take the spiritual master as the father and the shastra as the mother.
I tada prihvatamo duhovnog učitelja kao oca, a šastre kao majku.
Then there's the third birth that's mentioned in the Bhagavatam.
A onda postoji treće rođenje koje je spomenuto u Bhagavatam.
The second spiritual birth.
Drugo duhovno rođenje,
which is called the yagyik janam,
koje se naziva
yagyik janam.
Janam.
Birth for sacrifice.
Rođenje za žrtvovanje.
So today all the three levels are of three births. Today, in one sense or another, we're celebrating all the three births.
Na neki način mi danas u stvari proslavljamo sva tri rođenja.
But in this particular ceremony here, the first and second spiritual births.
Ali sad konkretno u ovoj ceremoniji proslavljamo prvo i drugo duhovno rođenje.
So, in our Krishna conscious movement, we are all following His divine grace, A.C. Bhaktivedanta Swami Prabhupada.
U našem pokretu za svjesnost Krišne, mi svi slijedimo njegovu božansku milost Šila Prabhupada.
He is our founder, Acharya.
On je naš osnivač, Acharya.
He is spiritual master, Shiksha Guru for everyone.
On je duhovni učitelj i Shiksha Guru od nas svih.
Principal Shiksha Guru.
On je glavni Shiksha Guru od svih nas.
And all ISKCON gurus are dedicated to following the instructions of Prabhupada.
A svi ISKCON-ovi guruji su posvećeni slijedeњу instrukcija Šila Prabhupada.
We study his books, our main books of study.
Mi proučavamo njegove knjige, one su naše glavne knjige koje proučavamo.
We make practical programs to implement his instructions.
Mi onda pravimo i praktične programe kako bi primijenili njegove upute.
So like this, this initiation formally put us into the disciplic succession from Srila Prabhupada, which I think that Maharaj already spoke about.
Tako da nas ovaj čin inicijacije i formalno uključuje u učeničko nasljeđe koje smo mi dobili putem Srila Prabhupada.
Well, there's many people, our Diksha Guru is of course the person takes responsibility. He has to suffer the karmas if the disciple doesn't follow.
Recimo, Diksha Guru, Diksha Guru, on prihvata odgovornost za učenika. On čak ispašta posljedice ako njegov učenik ne slijedi zavjete.
I was with Srila Prabhupada once in Vrindavan the 1977 when he was preparing to leave.
Jedan put sam bio sa Šila Prabhupadom u Vrindavanu 1977. godine kada se on pripremao da napusti ovu planetu.
And I was sitting next to Prabhupada just by the side of his bed.
I sjedio sam pored Šila Prabhupada kraj njegovog kreveta.
Just inches away from him.
Samo nekoliko centimetara daleko od njega.
And then he lifted up his left hand.
Onda on podigao njegovu lijevu ruku.
At that time it was very thin.
U tom trenutku je tada njegova ruka bila vrlo, vrlo mršava.
And he said, see, now I'm just skin and bone.
Je, i rekao mi je, vidiš, sad sam samo, samo koža i kosti.
And then he said that this is because I had taken too many unqualified disciples.
I onda je rekao, to je zbog toga što sam prihvatio toliko puno nekvalifikovanih učenika.
Sometimes the devotees, they have very theory, various theories about whether, how, you know, to what extent the guru has to take the karma or not, so they don't have to feel bad if they don't follow.
Ponekad bakte imaju različite teorije o tome u kojoj mjeri duhovni učitelj prima njihove posljedice ako ne slijede zavjete, tako da bi se oni, tako da se oni ne bi loše osjećali.
But after getting that graphic instruction from Srila Prabhupada, bottom line is, you know, where the buck stops at the guru.
Ali, ali ja sam dobio stvarno to jako grafički, jako grafički prikaz od Šla Prabhupada i glavna je poenta ta da zadnja stanica od autobusa je kod gurua.
Of course we're all depending on Prabhupada and the Guru Parampara and Krishna for a lot of mercy.
Naravno mi svi ovisimo o Šla Prabhupadu, Guru Parampari i Krišni za mnogo milosti.
It's up to them how they're going to apply this.
O njima ovisi koliko će to primijeniti.
But responsibility is there.
Ali odgovornost je tu, ona postoji.
So that's why we, that the disciples should be very merciful.
Disciple.
Yeah.
A zbog toga učenik bi trebao biti vrlo milostiv.
They're merciful by following the vows of initiation.
Učenik je milostiv na taj način što slijedi zavjete koje da prilikom inicijacije.
Because then the karmas won't accumulate. This all sinless life.
Jer ako na taj način živi slijedi zavjete, onda živi bezgrešnim životom.
But the spiritual master, even then he takes a risk trying to help the people to be Krishna conscious.
Ali duhovni učitelj ipak preuzima rizik da pomogne ljudima da postanu svjesni Krišne.
So if some sincere candidate comes and asks for initiation shelter, they shouldn't be refused because they've been sent by Krishna.
Tako ako neki kandidat, iskreni kandidat priđe duhovnom učitelju i traži inicijaciju, njega ne bi trebalo odbiti, njega je poslao Krišna.
Robert once told me that when I was temple president, co-director in Mayapur, then he grabbed me by the arm.
Jednom, kad sam bio u Mayapur, bio sam predsjednik hrama i ko-upravitelj sa u Mayapuru i Prabhupad me uhvatio za ruku.
Then he said that you can recommend people for first initiation with a little mercy, little liberal.
I on mi je rekao, ti možeš davati preporuke za ljude, za njihovu prvu inicijaciju. Bio je, dakle, imaš, budi liberalan malo.
But for second initiation should be very strict.
Ali rekao mi je, za preporuku za drugu inicijaciju trebao bi biti vrlo striktan.
It seems that for second initiates, even the karma is a more heavy, more direct.
Jer izgledalo je da za one koji dobiju drugu inicijaciju, prenos karme je još direktniji, još teži.
Just like when we do the Tulsi prayers in the morning.
Upravo kao kada imamo molitve Tulasi Devi ujutru.
And we do the prikrama.
Mi radimo parikram oko Tulasi.
Jani tani ča papani prama hatya hitani ča tani prana sampe parakshane pare pare. So it says that you can get forgiven for brahma hatya.
Tu u toj molitvi stoji da čak možete dobiti oprost za brahma hatya.
Killing a brahmana.
Za ubistvo brahmane.
Idea is killing a brahmana is a bigger sin than killing a non-brahman.
Podatak je taj da ubiti brahmanu je mnogo veći grijeh nego kada ubijete nekoga koji nije brahmana.
So the idea is that anything to do with brahmana is more heavy.
Ideja je ta da čak i ako ubijete brahmanu, to je tako težak grijeh.
So when you take second initiation, you consider you're a more mature devotee.
Tako da kada prihvatite drugu inicijaciju, onda se smatra, onda vas smatraju zrelim baktom.
So that if, also if you're careless in that stage, then the reaction will be more direct and more heavy.
I onda ako ste nepažljivi na tom nivou, onda će posljedice biti još direktnije i još teže.
It's a kind of a crude example, but like say for instance, ordinary person commits suicide.
Možda bio to malo grub primjer, ali recimo ovako, da ako obična osoba počini samoubistvo,
then they become a ghost.
Onda ona postane duh.
But if a brahmana commits suicide,
ali ako brahmana počini samoubistvo,
they become a brahma rakshasa demon.
On onda postane brahma rakshasa demon.
Because they're supposed to know better, they're not supposed to do such things.
Jer brahmana bi znao, trebao da, da ima znanje, on bi trebao znati što se treba raditi.
We're not recommending anybody to commit suicide, please, for everybody, it should be really off your options in this life.
Mi nikome ne preporučujemo da počini samoubistvo, molim vas svi, nek to bude izvan bilo kakve opcije u vašem životu.
This is a kind of very obvious example.
To je jedan očigledan primjer.
Prabhupada also gave the example that you take first initiation like being a little baby.
Prabhupada je također dao primjer, kada dobijete prvu inicijaciju, vi ste kao mala beba.
So then, beba. So then as a beba. Then, sometimes you're gonna maybe pass in the mother's lap.
I onda kao beba, možda ćete ponekada, kako da kažem, ukakati se u naručju majke.
In the diapers.
U pelenama.
It's a expected maybe, you know, as they're growing, this should stop.
To se može i očekivati, ali kako rastete, to bi trebalo da prestane.
They learn how to go to the toilet.
Kako rastete, onda naučite da idete na toalet.
So someone second initiation is like maybe a 12-year-old child.
A kada neko dobije drugu inicijaciju, on je poput devetogodišnjeg djeteta.
So if the 9-year-old child sitting in the mother's lap,
a ako devetogodišnje dijete sjedi u naručju majke,
and they pass,
i ono se ukaki,
you got a big problem there.
A onda imate veliki problem tu.
Maharaj thinks my examples are too graphic.
Maharaj misli da su moji primjeri previše grafički.
Okay, I'll try to tone down some of these graphic examples.
Dobro, sad ću probati da dajem neke ne tako slikovite primjere.
A little laughing therapy here.
Evo, imamo možda malu terapiju smijeha ovdje.
So, those who take first initiation, they should also try to be careful. They should, you know, if we follow the vows, it gives us more strength.
Također i oni koji prihvataju prvu inicijaciju, oni bi se trebali truditi da slijede zavete, jer ako slijedimo zavete, to nam daje više snage.
You heard that if you don't follow the vow, then you're breaking the third offense to the holy name, which Maharaj spoke about.
Čuli ste, ako ne slijedite zavete, onda činite treću uvredu svetom imenu o kojoj je Maharaj govorio.
Disobeying the order of the spiritual master.
Kršiti zapovjed duhovnog učitelja.
Prabhupada said that these vows we take initiation, they're the most important orders we get, instructions we get from the spiritual master.
Prabhupada je rekao da ovi zavjeti koje prihvatamo prilikom inicijacije, oni su najvažnije upute duhovnog učitelja.
So, sometimes disciples want some special individual desires or instruction.
Ponekad učenici požele neke posebne upute od duhovnog učitelja.
The more instructions you get, then the more things you gotta follow.
Ali što više uputa dobijete, to više stvari morate slijediti.
So, sometimes one's safer not to have too many instructions.
Tako da je sigurnije za vas da nemate previše uputa.
Because I was with Prabhupada for about 2 months every year when he went to Mayapur, so I got so many instructions.
Pošto sam ja toliko puno vremena provodio u društvu Šila Prabhupadom, jer je dva mjeseca godišnje on boravio u Mayapuru, ja sam dobio toliko puno instrukcija.
Getting a little red, I think.
No problem.
Like one time he told me they expand their preaching propaganda unlimitedly.
Jednom mi je rekao da neograničeno proširim propagandu o propovjedanju.
I don't know how I'm going to fulfill that instruction.
Ne znam kako ću ispuniti tu uputu.
Some of my god brothers want to limit me all the time.
Neki moji god brotheri stalno me pokušavaju ograničiti.
But sometimes the guru doesn't give an instruction, he just gives advice.
Ponekad nam duhovni učitelj ne daje instrukciju, već nam samo daje savjet.
Gives us disciple the option, some options what they could do.
Ponekad guru da samo opciju učeniku šta on može uraditi.
But having a spiritual master, then if you have facing difficulty, you should also reveal this to your spiritual master when he has enough time to help you.
Ali kada se suočavate sa poteškoćama u duhovnom životu, onda bi to trebali razotkriti duhovnom učitelju kako bi vam on mogao pomoći.
Sometimes a disciple I find that they're in difficulty, I say, why didn't you tell me?
Ponekad ja saznam da mi je učenik u nekim poteškoćama i onda mu kažem, pa zašto mi ne kažeš?
Didn't want to bother you.
A on onda kaže, pa nisam ti htio smetati.
You're so busy.
Ti si tako zauzet.
But now you're completely in a collapsed spiritual condition. It's a bigger problem. Bigger, more time to solve this, save the situation.
Ali onda mu ja kažem, ali sad se nalaziš u potpunom kolapsu, u potpuno teškoj situaciji. Sada onda je to je mnogo teža situacija.
Better to solve the disease, cure the disease before it gets too advanced.
Generalno, bolje spriječiti nego liječiti. Znači, bolje spriječiti nego liječiti prije nego što se bolest previše proširi.
Of course, having a Diksha Guru, we should also know that we're in ISKCON, we're a big family, and there are many other spiritual masters, sannyasis, senior devotees, God brothers, God sisters, other the Vaishnavas that help us in our spiritual life.
Naravno, kada imamo ISKCON Gurua, trebamo znati da u našem ISKCON-u imamo također i još mnogo drugih gurua, braće po Bogu, sestri po Bogu, starijih Vaishnava, i svi nam oni mogu pomoći u duhovnom životu.
We should always be respectful to them.
I sve bi ih uvijek trebali poštovati.
Not think that because I have a Diksha Guru, I can neglect everybody else.
Ne trebamo misliti, pošto sada imam Diksha Guru, a sad mogu zanemariti sve druge.
We should always follow the Vaishnava etiquette.
Uvijek bismo trebali slijediti Vaishnava etiketu.
In fact, Lord Chaitanya says in Chaitanya Charamita that we won't get love for Krishna if we don't follow the Vaishnava etiquette.
Zapravo, gospodin Chaitanya je rekao u Chaitanya Charitamriti da nećemo dobiti ljubav prema Krišni ako ne slijedimo Vaishnava etiketu.
So I'm very appreciative of all the help that because I'm not able to spend so much time in the Balkans or in Serbia, that all the other, the senior devotees, even Veer Krishna Maharaj and the other senior Vaishnavas here are giving to my disciples and aspiring disciples.
I tako da sam ja vrlo zahvalan za svu pomoć koju pružaju i drugi guruji poput Veer Krishna Maharaja i stari bhakte koji se brinu za moje učenike, jer ja nisam u stanju da provodim toliko puno vremena u Srbiji na Balkanu tokom godine.
of course, also, although he's not sitting here with us, but Satchinandan Maharaj, who spends enough time coming here and cares for the devotees in many ways.
Naravno, zahvalan sam mnogo i Satchinandan Maharaju koji trenutno ne sjedi ovdje, ali on ovdje dosta provodi vremena i mnogo pomaže baktama na ovim prostorima.
So this Krishna consciousness is a big family.
Tako da u svjesnosti Krišne mi imamo ovdje veliku porodicu.
And so we have in this family, so we have many, we have our father, we have our uncles, we have our brothers, we have our cousins, we have so many different relationships.
A u porodici imamo našeg oca, imamo stričeve, ujake, imamo rođake, imamo nećake i sve mnoge druge članove porodice.
So this is a very important devotees should feel that they're part of the spiritual family of under Prabhupada and be respectful and with all the different members of the family according to their situation.
Tako da znači imamo i mnoge braće i sestre po Bogu i članove porodice i uvijek bismo trebali da poštujemo sve članove porodice i ne zanemarivati te odnose.
When you come to festivals like this, so many devotees are helping and offering service, and for me it's always very moving how much wonderful service attitude the Vaishnavas and Vaishnavis have.
Ja kada dođem na festival poput ovoga, za mene uvijek mi dirne srce kada vidim toliko puno bhakta koji pomažu u raznim službama. To je uvijek jako dirljivo za mene.
So we want all the devotees here to bless the candidates for initiation.
I mi želimo da ovdje svi bakte blagoslove ove naše kandidate za inicijaciju.
Give them want to give them a Goranga blessing or a Hari Bol blessing.
Ne znam, hoćemo li dati Goranga blagoslov ili Hari Bol blessing.
Okay, three times Goranga to bless them to be successful, to fulfill their spiritual vows and to get back to Krishna.
Onda molim vas dajte im tri puta Goranga blagoslov kako bi oni mogli slijediti svoje zavjete i vratiti se nazad kući Bogu.
Goranga! 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 You all feel blessed?
Da li se svi osjećate blagoslovljeno?
There's also in the Krishna conscious movement there's before initiation there's some different stages.
U pokretu za svjesnost Krišne prije inicijacije postoje također različiti nivoi.
Somebody's been a devotee for a year in Krishna consciousness and they somewhat understand Krishna consciousness.
Neko je recimo bakta u svjesnosti Krišne već godinu dana
or,
i ima određeno razumijevanje svjesnosti
Krišne. Children of the devotees,
ili recimo djeca od bakta,
then they can aspire to have a particular guru as their future diksha guru.
Recimo oni mogu meditirati ili aspirirati na nekog gurua da postanu njihovi učenici u budućnosti.
So that they can get some help from the guru for their eventually becoming qualified to take initiation.
Tako da čak i na tom jako početnom nivou mogu dobiti određenu pomoć kako bi se kvalificirali za inicijaciju.
Then when one is following the 16 rounds and four regular principles strictly for 6 months.
I onda ako osoba striktno slijedi mantranje 16 krugova dnevno i slijedjenje 4 regulativna principa tokom 6 mjeseci.
And they pass, some exam they can pass also.
I ako prođu određeni ispit.
Then they can have the shelter of a spiritual master.
Oni onda mogu dobiti utočište duhovnog učitelja.
They chant the pranam mantra of the spiritual master.
Oni mogu onda mantrati pranam mantru od duhovnog učitelja.
It's like the final testing period before the initiation.
To je kao zadnji period testiranja prije nego što dobiju inicijaciju.
That during this period they should act like an initiated devotee.
Prije te inicijacije oni bi trebali djelovati poput iniciranog bakte.
they should demonstrate that they'll be able to follow the vows of the first initiation.
U tom, za vrijeme tog perioda trebalo bi pokazati da mogu slijediti zavjete koji su potrebni za prvu inicijaciju.
In this stage they're enjoying the shelter, the protection of the spiritual master.
I u tom periodu oni na neki način uživaju dobrobiti koji su dobili uzimanjem utočišta duhovnog učitelja.
At the same time, in case they have any difficulty in following, there's no offense or there's no reaction to the guru.
U isto vrijeme, ako tokom tog perioda imaju poteškoća u slijedjenju zavjeta, on tu onda ne postoje uvrede, nema nikakvih loših posljedica za gurua.
Of course, if the person doesn't follow the principle, obviously they have to get the reaction, that they are responsible for their own reactions. Lord Nityananda said that.
Ali prirodno, ako osoba ne slijedi principe u tom periodu, onda će ona sama dobiti posljedice za to.
Even after initiation, we're responsible for our reactions if we do something sinful.
I naravno, čak i nakon inicijacije, mi ćemo dobiti loše posljedice ako učinimo nešto što je neodgovorno.
But then also the guru's implicated in it.
Ali naravno, i onda i guru također umješan u to.
So like this, there's this what we call taking guru asroi or shelter.
Tako da je to nivo uzimanja utočišta gurua.
So I have two devotees here, one from Sarajevo and one from... two from Sarajevo. Who want to get the blessing of taking shelter.
Ovdje imam dvije učenice iz Sarajeva koje su uzeli utočište i koji bi želeli da dobiju blagoslove za uzimanje utočišta.
There's no real formal ceremony. There's just as a blessing that we want the devotees to give them a blessing. We have a very simple kind of a ceremony.
Nema nikakve posebne ceremonije. To jednostavno bakte samo dođu i dobiju blagoslov za to.
Do they have a... This is optional.
Ovo je
can also be done just in private, but since we're all together, that they can get some blessings.
Ovo mogu naravno učiniti i u privatnom okruženju, ali htjeli su doći ovdje da dobiju ovdje blagoslove.
You have flowers, boga flowers.
Da imaš boga, dva cvijeta boga.
It's got fruits. Huh? Yeah, unoffered flower. Just one. We got.
Imamo.
There we go. Tons of flowers. You come up with a flower in your folded hands. Stand up.
Možete ustati i držati sklopljene ruke i držati cvijet u rukama. U sklopljenim rukama.
You got it? You can say it. Will you say it? Have them repeat my pranam mantra and Prabhupada's pranam mantra.
Neka ponove moju pranam mantru išla Prabhupada u pranam mantru.
Pushpanjali, offer the flower. Pay obeisances.
Dajte poštovanje.
Everybody give him a Haribo blessing. Three times.
Haribo,
Haribo! 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 Well done, Bir Krishna Maharaj and Prabhupada.
Molim vas, odajte poštovanje Bir Krishna Maharaju i božanstvima.
Give him a blessing. Sprinkle some water on the head of him.
Slobodno, slobodno odaj poštovanje.
Got some Hanuman, little Hanumans. I have them. Yeah, little like necklace on the way. I got Hanuman and Shinya and Jaga. Okay. Wow. It removes obstacles too. The people in Thailand, they have their own Ramayan, a very similar Ramayan. They told me that I didn't. But in the authoritative, I'm incomplete. Ready for the first? We got the first one. Okay, this is not in any particular order. If my secretary just put the names as he got them.
Dobro, ovo nije poredano u nekom posebnom redu. Moj sekretar ih je poredao kako je dobivao ova imena.
We'd like husband and wife to come together because families do things.
Muž i žena bi trebali doći također zajedno kada neko od njih dobiva inicijaciju.
And if there's somebody who's being initiated here and their spouse is not being initiated, the spouse can also come up and be with the with her spouse.
Znači ako neko od supružnika dobiva sada inicijaciju, a njihov supružnik ne dobiva, onda oni mogu zajedno doći ovdje.
We got here Bhaktin Marina.
Ovdje imamo Bhaktin Marinu.
They come and go for a basin. Her husband can come up.
I njen suprug također ako može doći.
Without the shoes, please. You gotta wash your hand and touch the shoes.
Moraš samo malo oprati ruku, da on će ti dati vodu.
Okay. So Marina, what are the four regular principles you'll avoid breaking your whole life?
Marina, koji su to regulativni principi koje ćeš izbjegavati da kršiš tokom cijelog svog života? Not to eat meat, fish and eggs. Illicit sex.
Kockanje i opijanje.
No gambling and no intoxication.
How many rounds of Hare Krishna Mahamantra in a month?
Koliko krugova Hare Krishna Mahamantra ćeš svakodnevno mantrati?
Minimum 16 krugova.
At least 16 rounds.
Amongst all the gopis, one is the queen.
Među svim gopijama postoji kraljica.
This can be Radharani.
To je Radharani.
This could also be Yashoda.
A mogla bi to biti i Yashoda.
So, your name is Maharani Gopika Devi Dasi.
Tvoje ime je Maharani Gopika Devi Dasi.
Everybody, just pay obeisance to
molim vas,
dear Krishna Maharaj, Prabhupada, and the deities.
Poštovanje, molim vas, i Krishna Maharaju i božanstvima.
We have Maria.
Onda sada imamo Mariju.
Husband of Maharani Gopika's sparring for someone else.
Također muž od Maharani Gopike i on aspirira na jednog duhovnog učitelja.
Marie, what are the four regular principles you'll avoid breaking your whole life?
Koji su to regulativni principi koje ćeš izbjegavati? Kršiti.
No illicit sex, no gambling, no meat eating eggs and fish, and no intoxication. At least 60 rounds.
Da li si ćeš biti posvećen na također slijedeњу Šla Prabhupada i njegove misije?
Bane is wants to prepare himself a little more.
Bane želi još malo da se pripremi.
So otherwise he's together in this.
Inače i on je zajedno u ovome.
So your name is means that you're the servitor of Radharani who has who's very sweet.
Tvoje ime znači da si ti sluga Radharani koja je jako slatka.
Your name is Madhumai.
Tvoje ime Madhumai.
Radhika Devi Dasi.
Radhika Devi Dasi.
Valeria can get ready. And what? Valeria and Jula, right?
Valeria i Jula, jel?
What are the four regular principles you'll avoid breaking for your whole life?
Koji su to regulativni principi koje ćeš izbjegavati kršiti tokom cijelog života?
Dajem zavet da neću jesti meso, ribu, jaja.
I'm giving vow not to eat meat, fish and eggs.
Da ću se pridržavati da neću imati nezakonit seksualni život.
That I will not have a illicit sexual life.
Neću koristiti intoksikacijna sredstva i neću se kockati.
That I will not use any intoxication and that I will not gamble.
Dajem zavet da ću mantrati najmanje 16 krugova na dan.
And I'm also giving vow to chant at least 16 rounds a day.
Uh,
Isto pitanje.
Dajem zavet da neću jesti ribu, meso i jaje.
I'm giving vow not to eat meat, fish and eggs.
Neću imat nezakoniti seks.
I will not have illicit sex.
Neću koristiti intoksikacijna sredstva.
I will not use any intoxication.
Neću igrati kockat.
And I will not gamble.
I obećavam, dajem zavet da svaki dan ću mantrati 16 krugova na dan.
And I'm also giving vow to chant at least 16 rounds a day.
How many rounds a day, Pramanu?
Koliko krugova dnevno? 16.
We're both committed to pleasing Prabhupada, helping me fulfill his mission.
Da li ćete ovo biti posvećeni ispunjavanju misije Šila Prabhupada i meni time pomoći?
Da. So, I guess we should give the husband first.
Mislim da bismo mužu prvo trebali dati inicijaciju.
So he doesn't get mental about it.
Tako da se on ne bi bio uznemiren.
His name is, we heard he's very active in making Ratha Yatra festivals.
A čuli smo da je on vrlo aktivan u pomaganju oko Ratha Yatra.
Which is a part of Chaitanya Lila. This Ratha Yatra festival was participated by Lord Chaitanya.
A Ratha Yatra festival je dio zabava gospodina Chaitanya koje on ih je izvodio.
Lord Chaitanya also sees himself as a servitor of Lord Jagannath.
I gospodin Chaitanya sebe vidi kao slugu gospodina Jagannatha.
So this mean name, servant of the servant of Lord Jagannath.
Tako da tvoje ime znači sluga, sluginog sluge gospodina Jagannatha.
Your name is Jagannatha Sevaka Das.
Tvoje ime je...
And Valeria, your name is pretty self-explanatory.
Valeria, tvoje ime je poprilično samoobjašnjivo.
Your name is Vrindavana Lila Devi Dasi.
Tvoje ime je Vrindavana Lila.
Get the blessings from Bir Krishna Maharaj. Don't let him not give you the blessings. You need every blessing.
Moraš dobiti njegove blagoslove. Odajte i svi ti blagoslovi su ti potrebni.
Ribu!
Ribu!
Karel! All the way from Ljubljana.
Stigo je iz Ljubljane.
So what are the four regular principles you'll avoid breaking for your whole life?
A koja su to četiri regulativna principa koja ćeš izbjegavati, kršiti cijeli život?
No meat eating, fish and eggs, no illicit sex, no gambling and no intoxication.
Koliko krugova dnevno ćeš mantrati? Da li ćeš biti posvećen Šila Prabhupadovoj misiji i pomagati meni u tome?
So, your name means servant of Govinda who is filled with mercy.
Tvoje ime znači sluga Govinde koji je ispunjen milošću.
Your name is Kripa Moj Govinda Das.
Tvoje ime je...
Melissa. Pay obeys the Prabhupada to you. After Melissa comes Nikola.
После неї долази Nikola.
Nikola. Melissa, what are the four regular principles you avoid breaking your whole life?
Кои су то регулативни принципи које ћеш избегавати кршити цели живот?
I will not gambling. I will not intoxicate. I will not eat meat, eggs, and fish, and I avoid to list in sex, to go to list in sex. This.
Koliko krugova maha mantre na džapi ćeš mantrati dnevno?
60 at least.
Najmo. Da li ćeš biti također posvećena hoćeš mi pomagati u ispunjavanju Šrila Prabhupadove misije?
Somebody gave her a nickname Tulsi Manjari.
Neko je dao nadimak Tulsi Manjari.
She said she liked the name.
Neko je rekao da joj se sviđa to ime.
I didn't know whether you liked the part of it, Tulsi or Manjari.
Ne znam koji se više dio sviđa, Tulasi ili Manjari.
Okay, that was a good guess.
U redu, to je onda bilo dobro.
But because we're supposed to give the first letter of the name should be the same sound.
Ali generalno trebali bi prvo ime.
According to Hari Bhakti Vilas.
Prema spisu Hari Bhakti Vilasa.
So since your name is Malica, so it should be something with M.
Tako, pošto je tvoje ime Malica, tvoje ime bi također, inicirano ime bi također trebalo biti sa M.
So someone also said that you have a... So this name all is means the servitor of Tulasi, who is... the great spiritual energy of Krishna.
Tvoje ime znači sluga Tulasi, koja je veliki, what's this translation? Great
spiritual energy of Krishna.
Koja je velika duhovna energija Krishna.
So your name is...
Tvoje
are you ready?
Tvoje ime, jesi spremna?
Mahashakti Tulasi Devi Dasi. Shakti Tulsi Devi Dasi ki. Four regular principles you'll avoid breaking
Koje regulativne principe ćeš izbjegavati kršiti cijeli život?
Zaklinjam se da neću jesti jaja, meso i ribu.
I'm giving vow not to eat meat, fish and eggs.
Da neću imati nezakoniti seks.
That I will not have illicit sex.
Da se neću kockati.
That I will not gamble.
I da neću uzimati opojna sredstva.
And that I will not engage in intoxication.
16 krugova svaki dan minimum.
16 rounds at least daily. Da li ćeš biti posvećen pomaganju meni u ispunjavanju Šrila Prabhupadove misije?
Da, hoću.
Yes, I will.
Daj mu mikrofon.
Your name means that you are the servant of the son of Nanda Maharaj and Yasoda Maharani.
Tvoje ime znači da si sluga sina Nande Maharaja i Yashode.
So your name is Nanda Yasoda Dulal Das. Nanda Yasoda Dulal Das. Nanda Yasoda Dulal Das. Alexander.
Alexander.
What are the four regular principles that you're going to avoid breaking for your whole life?
Koji su to regulativni principi koje ćeš izbjegavati kroz
to? See somebody in saffron.
Jako je lepo vidjeti nekoga i u šafranu.
Neću se kockati.
I will not gamble.
Neću uzimati intoksikacione sredstva.
I will not engage in intoxication.
Neću imati nezakonit seks.
I will not have illicit sex.
Neću jesti meso, riba, jaja.
And I will not eat meat, fish and eggs.
I mantra ću najmanje 16 kruga.
And I will chant at least 16 rounds every day. Da li ćeš biti posvećen pomaganju meni u ispunjavanju Šrila Prabhupadove misije?
So, we have a name here.
Ovdje imamo ime.
Name of the Lord Raghupati Raghava Raja Ram, who lives in Ayodhya.
Gospodina Raghupati Raja Ram, koji živi u Ayodhya.
The name is Ayodhya Ram Das. Ayodhya Ram Das. Ayodhya Ram Das. Ayodhya Ram Das. Okay. That finishes the first initiation. I have two for a second.
To su bili kandidati za prvu inicijaciju. Imam i dva kandidata za drugu inicijaciju.
We have Yogana Shingadas from Macedonia and Sakti Sarupini here from Nis.
Ovdje imamo
Nis.
No.
Jachak.
Jachak.
And both come here.
Oboje možete prići ovdje.
My husband also come.
Može i tvoj muž doći.
Okay, so you're taking the second initiation. And you're reconfirming your first initiation vows?
Vi dobivate, znači, sa drugu inicijaciju i ponovo potvrđujete zavete iz prve inicijacije. Je li tako?
And okay, you heard about second initiation, it's very important.
Čuli ste da je druga inicijacija vrlo važna.
I'll give the mantra later.
Kasnije ću vam dati mantru.
And so then Sakti Sarupani is also accepting me as her soul Diksha Guru with eternal responsibility.
Sakti Sarupani me prihvata kao svog Diksha Gura sa vječnom odgovornošću.
You're helping me in my mission to serve Srila Prabhupada.
I pomažeš mi u mojoj misiji da zadovoljim Srila Prabhupada.
This is the transfer of the total diksha responsibility to me.
Znači, potpuno prenosiš diksha odgovornosti na mene.
Because I already have a Shakti Srupani disciple, so just not have any confusion, you'll be called Shakti Sarupani Radha.
Pošto već imam učenicu pod tom imenu, ti ćeš biti Shakti Sarupani Radha.
You want this now?
Dobite, uzmite i blagoslove i od...
Has a little dramatic appeal to it. They can do that one too. I'll just make a point from myself.
Okay, you're not that going to put it on.
Oh, but I haven't said the guy.
You haven't said it.
I don't have it.
You haven't.
Somebody should. Would you, so, you know, you're going to have more show him how to count. Have you ever met someone? How to count? It's what time. Not the mantra, just the counting.
Tako, Dhiradatta dobiva drugu inicijaciju. I on postaje kvalificiran da razvije prave brahmanske osobine, a ne da bude Brahma Bandhu.
Brahma Bandhu
A Brahma Bandhu je onaj koga samo nazivaju da je on nosilac svetog konca. A pravi Brahmana je onaj koji ima osobine Brahmane u guni vrline.
Can the husbands can husbands who didn't get initiated participate with their wives? If they're
mogu li si muževi od žena koje će biti sad inicirane također se pridružiti?
No, no, I mean, you have no objection?
No,
there's nothing wrong with it.
Onda se mogu pridružiti.
What about the two that got shelter blessings?
A ovo dvoje koji su uzeli utočište i dobri blagoslove? I oni mogu.
Need a microphone? Chant the mantra. Who's going to... We should move closer. Are we supposed to hit from here? It's a lot.
Everyone that goes in is a point, but everyone that goes out goes to dinner.
Thank you.
dođe pred nama, kaže, dobro je bilo ako može da sad dođe, sad ćemo nuditi. Ne ti nego on. Znači da bi, ako hoće da nudimo sad. Da,
Hare Krishna, hvala puno. Sada ću izmantrati nekoliko mantri, Šrila Džapataka Maha će doći i imat ćemo zajedno Vaishnava Homu, ponudu žitarica i tako dalje, sve što je povoljno. Om Bhu Svaha, idam Višnave, idam na mama. Čeknemo ovo. Znači žitarice nudite sa tri prsta desne ruke, palac i dva srednja, znači mali prst i ovaj ne učestvuje, ovako izgleda mantra. I hvatate sa tri, kaže prsta. Sa tri prsta hvatate žitarice i ubacujete kada ja kažem svaka u vatru. Otprilike onako centrujete.
Thank you.
We should stand up. Ustaćemo svi sa bananom. Bananu držite ovako između dve ruke. Možete prići malo vatri, ponudit ćemo bananu, naravno kada ja budem izmažao mantri, prvo mantarađe i vi onda ubacite istu u vatru, nekako pažljivo rasporedite. Nemojte panično.
Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Hvala.